Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life with your host Avik. This podcast is all about exploring the latest research, sharing personal stories and providing personal tips for improving our mental health and well-being. Each episode will be joined by experts in the field of mental health as well as individuals who have experienced the transformative power of a healthy mind firsthand. Together, we will dive into a range of topics from managing stress and anxiety to building resilience and cultivating happiness. So, join us on this journey to discover new ways to take care of our minds, bodies, and souls. And let's work together to create a healthier, happier world one episode at a time. So, let's get started. Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life. I'm your host, Avik, and today I'm thrilled to welcome our guest, Elaine Handley. So welcome to the show, Elaine.
Hi, Avik. How are you? Thank you so much for having me on the show, and thank you so much for your audience to be present and listening to this guidance and this conversation. And I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of exchange and share that everyone will be able to use. So I'm eager to start and then get on it with you. Yes.
Lovely. That's really, really lovely. I'm great, and I'm feeling more I'm feeling the greatest right now because I'm talking with Elaine. Yeah.
There you go. You see, that's it. That's yeah. Pretty much life right there.
Yeah. So today we'll be talking about a great topic, which is about emotional management and also through the intuitive strategy, transitioning from ordinary to extraordinary. But before we delve deep into this topic, I would love to mention this to all of our listeners that Ellen is an international expert in intuitive strategy. So from humble beginnings in France to becoming a sought-after speaker and the entrepreneur, her journey embodies resilience, innovation, and empowerment. So why to wait? Let's join us as we explore her transformative story and the insights. So welcome to the show again, Ellen.
Thank you so much, Avik, for having me. Really, really honored to be here sharing some time with you.
Lovely, lovely. So Ellen, like to start with, if you can share the concept of dimensional alignment and how it relates to the emotional management and the personal empowerment.
Absolutely. That's one of my yummy subjects. And it's actually very hard to make me stop talking about this. So, and that's going to be in your hand. But it is actually very simple. Just to put it simply for, you know, our audiences, we are more than just the physical body. We are, you know, 200 years ago, 100 years ago, 50 years ago, it would have been hard to or challenging to get that concept, at least here in the Western world. But now it's so much more tangible. Yes, we have a physical body, we have an emotional body, a mental body, and then a spiritual body. And what I call the dimensional alignment, it is the alignment between the I am in each of these area dimension that must be one and the same in order for the creative source to come from the spiritual aspect to move down into the densification process to actually come out as it is, as the I am in the lightest, most subtle form, to be an image, literally the projection of that which is at the source. So how do we know that? Well, we know that each dimension vibrate with a certain experience of us. For example, the I am, that's the I am. There's nothing else. Then the emotional version is I feel, because our emotion are being the feedback for us to feel this life. So that's the I feel. And then our mental aspect is the I think. This is thinking our way through with concept of linearity and structure. And then the I do is literally the physical action. So when the I am, I feel, I think, and I do are aligned, which means that the I do is an expression of what I think that is aligned with what I feel, which is aligned with what I say I am, then we have a dimensional alignment that offers us a way to simply express our truth. And when the truth is expressed without filtered, it appears extraordinary.
Wow. That's a great explanation also, I would say. Yeah. Lovely.
Thank you.
So one thing is also coming to my mind, like, how did you first become interested in the intuitive strategy? I'm very curious to know. So what led you to develop the expertise in this area?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say, like every journey that is connected to passion, it has to be started with the lack thereof. So how do we find our driving force? It is, to me, at the age of 24, between, I would say, the age of 4 to 24, I had 20 years of complete misalignment with myself. And this misalignment was because I was desperately needing, by the nature of the design, right? It was like I needed to expand the darkness of who I am in order for me to systematically reconnect that that's not, like, I am feeling misaligned. This is not who I am. This is not who, like, there's no power here. And how did I do this? I listened to everyone around me telling me who I was not, what should I have done, what should I have not done, what I could have done, if only. And all of these were creating a platform for me to actually look at who I was not. And the constant invariable aspect within myself, like was within myself, is that no matter what the world was telling me I was not, I could always go back inside and feel the comfort of this voice that was telling me, you are exactly where you need to be. You are exactly who you need to be. You are exactly how you need to be. And the more you're going to embrace that and not being defined by the outside, that is, you know, concerned with safety and security, but more so with your uniqueness, then that's going to be the way through. And at 24, I had this conversation with this person who came across my life as a piano teacher at the time. I was looking for somebody to help me with learning piano. And this guy out of nowhere, who was very mystical, very esoteric in his approach to spirituality, opened me to a concept of spirituality, of God, so to speak, that I had actually at the time no idea whatsoever. I was born and raised in a very atheist environment where what you are is you're born, you live as much as you can, and very often it's not very brilliant, and then you die, and then that there's nothing before, nothing after, that's what you see. And so of course that voice inside was just laughing at it, just like, yeah, that's cute. But that it was really like right there the point of this connection that started. It's like everything the world is telling me I am is not what I know I am. And as long as I'm going to wait for the world to reveal and then support me in what I feel, well, it will not happen. I will not reveal it to myself. So at 24, that possibility that there was something within myself that could be considered as literally part of me, not something outside of me, as I had learned God is something outside of yourself, and it didn't make any sense to me at all. So I could not go embrace my spirituality at that time, because I knew that that was not the truth. And so at the moment that that door got reopened, it was like the flood, like the gate were open, and then the flood of remembrance, memory, knowing was like came with it. And then after that, it was literally choosing to listen to the inner voice, listen to the feeling, the knowing, this sensing feedback, and realizing everything was already here inside. And intuitive strategy is literally trust your intuition, listen to the inner voice, and the strategies are already here to take you from one question, one inquiry you have about yourself or the world, all the way to its revelation.
Exactly. Exactly true. So if you can also speak some of the specific example, like you were mentioning, right? So any specific example, like on how intuitive strategy has helped you, or maybe transition others from ordinary to extraordinary in their lives?
Yes. So the concept of moving from ordinary to extraordinary was When we look even at the words, the wording in itself, extraordinary and ordinary have a common denominator, which is the ordinary. So I didn't have to focus on this. It was already there.
Yeah.
If I had, right? So I needed to focus on the extra. And so once again, if I was giving the power to the outside, everyone was telling me to be extra is having more money than anybody else, being more famous than anybody else, being taller than anybody else, being like smarter than anybody else. And I have tried that. And so what I realized is I needed to actually be the extra in the ordinary. The ordinary was life. Everyone has an ordinary. Everyone has 24 hours. Everyone needs to just do things and express and experience themselves. So that's the ordinary for everyone. The extra is what I am. There's no other Aline in the world, has never been and will never be. How extra is this? Now that became extraordinary in itself. That became exciting. That became genius. That was this creative potential where my own inner artist looked at that blank canvas that I've never actually really unfolded until then to actually start shaping from like the marble piece and just like, let's just go start working on that piece. And once this piece is going to be revealed, one experience at a time, one moment of awareness at a time, then what will remain is the extra, the one that will be seen. And then since the age of 24 until now, it has been, and it still continue, it never stops really, to chisel this piece and then fine-tune it with constant work. So already this place of understanding that the extra in the ordinary is who we are, and that if every time we're going to try to look at it and find it and try to find it outside, we're going to actually dilute it into the ordinary of others in the collective consciousness. What we have to be doing is really find the courage to go within, to find and reconnect to that uniqueness that is by design. It was there since day one, right? Yeah. And so that's the idea. And the intuitive strategy that was really for me to start from the place of everything is already here. This, yeah. Like, the prior aspect was more about, well, yeah, everything is missing here, so let's just go out there in the world and find it. And so the intuitive strategy is actually a 180 degrees perception, you know, reverse, as because everything is already here, what's happening is my perception is not attuned to it, and my work is to refine the way I'm looking at what is in order to see the extraordinary, the uniqueness, the brilliance, the wholeness, the everything that is already here. And that requires us to do the work of refinement of an attunement of perception, which is all about self-awareness and experiencing life from a greater perspective so that we can see more of the paradigms. And then after we can more easily navigate in that greater design, because we are the skilled sailor that just know how to use the bits and pieces that once again pertains to ours. Like, this is my bits and pieces to navigate. I'm not going to be the same one as anybody else by the nature of our uniqueness. Therefore, I cannot tell somebody how to live their life, but I can remind someone where how to look in order for them to find it. And that's the intuitive strategy, is that instead of giving ABC, which I don't know, maybe for that person it's CBA that works. And I would not know it because it's not, and I will never know it, right? But providing this platform, these processes, these tools that I've created for people to actually find out on their own how to look at themselves so that they can connect the dots that allows them to reveal the uniqueness. Now that, once again, is exciting for me.
Wow. Lovely. So, how does the, I'd put it like this, like any challenges or misconceptions do people often encounter when they're trying to implement the intuitive strategies for the personal growth? anything you think, and if there is a misconception, then how would you suggest they overcome them?
Yeah, so the misconception is the primary one that I am hearing more than anything is that because we're moving from a away from the tangible and we are asking people to move back into the intangible, which is really relating to who they are. It's literally no longer you relate to somebody outside of yourself to give you the guidance, but more so you are attuning to yourself. The primary barrier, so to speak, is that it's the emotional aspect. The emotional aspect is going to be the first waves of awareness that the person is going to have before their access to the true intuitive connection with their higher self, their soul. We call it the way we want that divine spark, their deeper aspect of themselves. And this emotional aspect is the part that we need to face at some point. And it's not like it's a misconception. It's more of a in order to do this work that is moving in an extraordinary life, it's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be horrible. It's going to be a lot of fading of the heart and the and. I disagree. I fundamentally disagree. One, because I experienced it and it was not, I'm not saying it was not intense. I'm saying it doesn't have to be hard and it doesn't have to be an excruciating experience. And that's one of the reason why, to me, intuitive strategy are really the tool right now for the collective consciousness is one of my tool is, again, it's an actual game with cards and a board. It's a board game. And I assure you that everyone who sits down in front of that game to play and find themselves is saying yes to an intuitive strategy process that will reveal to them much more than what any therapy session will have ever given them. And by the nature, go ahead.
Please, please, please.
Oh, it was just by the nature of intuitive strategy is moving as almost like it's counterintuitive for the conscious mind. Every time the conscious mind is in charge, it will go into defense mode if it has to go to open up in vulnerability. Now, the idea was how to trick the trigger. Let's remove the trigger. How do you remove it? You are offering spaces where it doesn't have to be in charge because there's no consequences harsh enough or long-term enough that, you know, it needs to be there to control the situation. Well, play a game. A game is in a collective consciousness in agreement that it's not important. It's just a game. We're just going to play. There's no consequences in the long term or like hard enough that we cannot come back from. And so the game, once again, when you are telling an entrepreneur or multimillionaire who his life is kind of collapsing in some ways, emotionally struggled, and you know, I come and I said, "Hey, let's just play a game." Of course, there's a what? You know, I have a life here. I have some responsibility. I have to, yeah, let's play a game. Well, it has to be that the part of us that is in charge in order for us to grow is the only aspect of us that is capable of growing, which is the inner child. The inner child has curiosity and fearlessness as the tool in his toolbox or her toolbox in order to move with this creative potential. Curiosity and fearlessness, you can open any doors. It's Christmas morning every day. You don't know what's in the box. Who cares? We're exciting because it's Christmas. And that energy is the one we want in order for us to start transforming. It's not about watch out, you know. I know who I am, and I am going to protect myself because of how I had to protect myself when I was 5 years old, 6 years old, 7 years old. It's really giving back the power to the true empowered inner child who has the capacity to actually say yes to the journey into the unknown because it's fun, because it's light, and because it looks like there is no side effect that can be detrimental to. You know, the conscious mind paradigms. And that's usually when the aha, wow, extraordinary experience comes up, where it breaks apart the paradigms of protection to open up to a new one to build something new. That makes sense?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're saying something, right?
I'm sorry?
You are saying something.
Yes. Yeah, no, it feels to me that this experience here of understanding that the journey is all about, like, can be fun. Like, the misconception to me is that I see a lot is that if it is serious, then there's going to be a result. And if it's not serious, then it can't. And really transforming that that understanding, because it's a misunderstanding. It is, we are here to explore and experience. Yeah. And there's nowhere it was written that it had to be hard. Nowhere. It's our understanding of our limiting understanding that has given us the life of hardship that we are accepting. But it's not a written truth. It is a chosen truth.
Okay, understood. So, how do you envision the future of intuitive energy? Intuitive strategy and its impact on individual well-being and the societal change.
Mm-hmm. That's so beautiful, beautifully said. And I think that's really where the answer that we need to, or the question we need to answer, because to me, the journey is more important than the destination. The destination is we want to, at the end of the day, be well. We want to feel better with oneself and with one another. So how do we allow ourselves to actually walk that journey? Well, it's because we are going to be well within ourselves and be more coherent with ourselves. It mm-hmm. starts with a lot of lightness within ourselves. How do we feel lighter here and now? It is because we are choosing to the experiences that are actually lighter by design.
Yeah.
And so everything to me that is supporting saying yes to a joyful, fun, extraordinary experience. Why? Because once again, it's not heavy, burdening, feeling emotionally charged that much. It's really about, I want to have fun and learn at the same time. Well, no, that's the school I want to go to. And I do feel that the more we activate the inner child to want to be in the learning process, then the easier it's going to be for us to find the answers that we're looking for. And definitely that are attuned to our own nature. And the easier it's going to be to implement them and transform and have wellness as the occurrence, the normal consequences of the choices we're making to start with. If you choose light, you will be light. It's just, once again, that's dimensional alignment. So to me, really inviting people to look for strategies that are honoring them first, that are honoring the inner voice. And these cannot be found outside. And daring to look at options out there that are really supporting somebody to look at themselves as unique, as and embracing that uniqueness. And so to me, intuitive strategy is a beautiful offering for people to step on, to really find the courage to look at their creative potential, their sense of uniqueness, and really reconnect with the extra within their everyday life.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So before we wrap, what advice would you give to someone who is seeking to transition from a place of feeling ordinary to embracing the extraordinary possibilities in their life through the dimensional alignment?
Mm-hmm. Well, it is, and we touched a little bit on it, is really going back to what if I was at the right place, right time, doing the right thing, because everything is already here right now and I am the right one.
Yeah.
Instead of really going from the opposite, that is, well, because something's wrong with me, Where do I need to go? How, like, what other place do I need to access to? What else do I need to bring to me? Which is a lot. I mean, it's costly in terms of time and energy. And really inviting everyone to look at, what if everything was already here, but the way I have connected the dot is what I need to look into, because I may have disconnected some, I mean, connected some dots that it was perfect at the time, but today it's actually hindering, preventing me from continuously evolving in my life. And it doesn't make that choice made 10 years, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago wrong. It makes it obsolete. And if the desire is to evolve, then there's going to be a need for a courageous choice to be made to unplug some of those connections, to replug them differently. And that, to me, starts with, what if I was at the right place, right time, doing the right thing, because I am the right one?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's very, very true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So thanks for joining, Elaine. And I really want to mention, like, dear listeners, I definitely want to extend my heartfelt gratitude to Elaine for sharing her invaluable insights and the wisdom. And along with this, I would also love to mention that the journey towards personal empowerment and the emotional management is the continuous one. And dimensional alignment offers a powerful framework for navigating the life's complexities with the clarity and the purpose. So I encourage all of you to reflect on the key takeaways from today's conversation with Elaine and consider how you can integrate the intuitive strategies into your own life to unlock your full potential and the transition from ordinary to extraordinary. So thank you so much for tuning in, and join us next time on another episodes of Healthy Mind and Healthy Life as we continue to explore new perspectives and approaches to the holistic well-being. So until then, stay mindful, stay empowered, and embrace the extraordinary within you. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Avik.